Louise McSharry on 2FM.
With Cadbury Brunch. When you need a proper break, brunch.
Families come in all shapes and sizes, and we all know that the most important thing for a child is to be safe, healthy, and surrounded by love. Like with so many areas of our lives, traditional paths to parenthood are changing, and sometimes technology can help. Modamily is a unique online network. It aims to link up members who are like-minded people who dream of starting a family, co-parenting from the outset. To explain it a little bit more is Ivan Fatovic, founder and CEO of Modamily. Hello, Ivan.
Hello, thank you for having me, Louise.
You are so welcome. Tell me about Modamily and where the idea came from.
Sure. Modamily is just short for Modern Family. It's a platform that connects people who are ready to have kids and start family. It came from, I was out to dinner one night with a bunch of my girlfriends. We were all in our 30s and on the more mainstream traditional dating apps of the day, except a lot of them were frustrated with the people that they were meeting on there because they were at an age approaching 40 where they were, you know, never had kids. They were working professionals and always kind of delaying starting family and having children in favor of individual pursuits and success at work. And they were coming to a point where they were like, oh, my God, I have to have a kid in the next couple of years. It's not going to happen. And the people that they were meeting, mostly the men that they were meeting on the Tinders of the world and the Bumbles of the world, were, they were more looking for short-term casual relationships, and they were getting frustrated by that.
That's so, a very polite way of putting it, Ivan.
Yeah, they're more, you know, hookup apps, essentially.
Yes.
So, you know, one girl in particular, she was saying, you know, she wanted to have three kids over the next 5 years, and she was going to find someone that felt exactly the same way that she did. And I made a joke. I said, sounds like you're on a different kind of dating site called datetoinseminate.com. And I made a joke, and everybody laughed. And a couple of the women afterwards were like, does something like that exist? Because I would consider joining it because I really need to solve this problem. So that was kind of the light bulb moment. And I started doing some research, and my family was born from there.
So tell me a bit about how it works, because it's not, as you know, it's not just insemination, is it, when it comes to Modamily? Mm-hmm.
No, it's so we connect everyone from platonic co-parents, which is usually just like a gay man and a straight woman become best friends and raise a child together. We connect people who are looking for a romantic relationship leading to family, and we also help people find known donors as opposed to anonymous donors at the sperm bank. So the child and the mother can have some relationship with the known donor, and we help people find egg donors and surrogates as well. So all kind of modern family arrangements.
And does romance ever happen?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are still looking for the one to fall in love and have children with. So, you know, our target market is mostly people in their 30s and 40s. So I think that's what sets us apart, where you can come to Modamily and know that everyone here is also looking to start a family and or help you start yours.
Yeah, because, I mean, the reality is, I suppose, most people are not leading into their first date proclaiming their plans for children. I think it's, like, socially, the more acceptable thing is to go on a few dates and then kind of casually drop it in. But really, that's a deal breaker for many people. So it should be clear from the outset.
Exactly. A lot of people and women, 60% of our site is women, they would be dating someone for, you know, 6 months or more, and they still have no clarity on is this guy serious? Are we going to have children anytime soon? Are we moving in together? Because they don't want to scare them away by asking those questions. So here, you can ask those questions on a first date because you know that that someone is thinking about the same thing as well. So you find someone that shares your vision and value system for when and how you want to start your family and how you want to do that.
And tell me a little bit about the straight men who use the app, who are looking to co-parent.
So men looking to co-parent, let's see. I mean, every situation is different, but we have men that are either looking for romance. We look men that are looking for platonic co-parents. Usually when there's platonic kind of two friends getting together, one person is LGBT, one person is straight. So it can be a gay man or a straight woman, or a lesbian couple and a straight man, or you know, some kind of combination of that. So we have over 3,000 men that are open to also being donors. And the difference between a donor and a co-parent is you know, you're both legal parents, you're both financially responsible, you're both you know, coming up with the who, you know, how the child's gonna, where they're gonna live, who's gonna be responsible for what.
Your
and
parenting.
Then also we have men that are open to being known. Yeah, exactly. So we have, it's kind of like the divorce without the
marriage.
Acrimony, like the, yeah, exactly. with the negative feelings in between, what happens when people get a divorce. And sometimes, you know, the child can get caught in the middle over this long protracted period of separation. And we think that there's a better way that that can happen. So if we find someone that get together for the child and they come up with, you know, a vision and value system that helps they agree upon beforehand, and you can draft a co-parenting agreement. Every country has different laws and such. So we recommend that people get attorneys, and if you're doing IVF or home insemination, you know, seeing a doctor, a fertility clinic. So we have partnerships with a lot of professionals that can help you navigate this journey.
And do you find that there are men, because I think the assumption would be, based on the stereotypes, and perhaps it's inaccurate, but the assumption would be that there are women out there who are looking to have children and there aren't many men who are in the same position. But I presume that actually isn't accurate.
Yeah, well, we have about 60% women and 40% men. We're about 22% LGBT. So I think the men looking to be co-parents, they were just in a relationship and it didn't work out, or they just don't see themselves being with the same person for the rest of their lives. Hmm. Some men, the ones that are looking to be donors, they either want to, you know, help someone in need, or they feel like they can't support a child at this point in their life, and they want to have a child and help someone else have one that they can have some involvement with without having the pressures of, you know, actually being the full-time parents at this point in their life. So there's a lot of different reasons why people do it.
Yeah, I'm really interested by the idea that someone might get to the conclusion that monogamy isn't for them, but still mm-hmm. want to parent. And I suppose that makes sense because, you know, you'd be much better off if you know that monogamy isn't for you. You're much better off choosing a non-monogamous life.
Right. Well, it's not just monogamy. I think people see, you know, in most countries the divorce rate is approaching 50%. So children are living in two separate homes a lot of the time anyway. And I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of our generation and over the last, you know, couple of decades have either grown up as children of divorce or seen other, if our friends you can either have a good divorce or a bad divorce where you consciously uncouple and you're still there for the child and you put the child first, or there can be a long protracted period where mommy and daddy don't like each other and they talk badly about each other in front of the child, and there's mm-hmm. a legal fees of hundreds of thousands of dollars while they're separating. And, you know, I think there's just a more proactive way to do it that keeps the child safe as well.
So is the platform international?
Yes, we have people all over the world, mostly in the United States, Canada, and the UK. Ireland has a few hundred people as well. And mm-hmm. We also have people in Germany. And so it's growing all over the world.
And what's the cost involved, Yvonne? I have to ask the big question.
Yeah, so it works similar to a dating platform where it's free to sign up and search around. You can even message what you mutually match with someone. And you can buy a subscription for add-on features, about $30 a month U.S. And we also have a division called MyDamily Concierge, which is kind of like our VIP matchmaking service, where that can run from anywhere from around $2,000 to $10,000, where we have personal matchmakers guide you through your journey in the search of either a co-parent or a donor or egg donor or surrogate.
So I presume there are people who don't like what you're doing.
I mean, you know, we don't say we're better than marriage or worse than marriage. We're just another option. So there's been a couple articles. I remember a couple years ago, Rush Limbaugh said I was bringing down Western civilization as we know it.
Wow.
But, you know, I wouldn't go to that extreme.
I mean, that would be impressive for one man,
yeah,
with a
exactly.
dating platform, or not even a dating platform, a relationship platform.
Exactly. I mean, I don't think co-parenting is going to overtake the way things have been happening for thousands of years. But I think we've come to a place where, you know, especially, you know, women are more independent than ever. They're in the workforce just as much as men. It's not like it was, you know, 50 years ago when they just had to find a mate and have children mm-hmm. and take care of the house. Now they don't have to be they don't have to settle and just get married at a certain age. So that's why there's been a long term seismic shift in how and when families are being formed. People are having kids much later in life, you know, approaching their 30s and even 40s. And so we're just here to try to help them find ways to also accomplish this life goal and do it in a responsible way and also not have to do it alone.
Well, I suppose the thing is, anybody who is coming to your site is someone who has considered this very carefully, who really wants to become a parent. And that is more than can be said for some people who become parents by other methods or by more traditional methods.
Well, yes, they're consciously looking. To have a parent find someone. And we're here to help them in any way and answer any questions and help them on their journey to this life goal that they have.
Well, it is a very interesting prospect. I will watch with interest. I suppose we really are kind of, I feel like we're at continual turning points at this stage because of the way that technology is growing and the way that, I suppose, modern society is changing. But I wouldn't be surprised if we see a lot more of this kind of thing. Thank you so much, Ivan Fatovic, founder and CEO of Modamily.
Thanks, Louise. Happy to be here.
Louise McSharry on 2FM.
With Cadbury Brunch. When you need a proper break, brunch.